if you would just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath, Josie, not if you're driving, and just put your attention on your body right now, and then bring yourself back to that center of your head where Scott brought you before, and just check and make sure your grounding cord's still in and you've got the gold running through you. Getting present in this moment, this time, right here, right now. So right now, what I would like you to do is imagine as that gold is coming down and running through you, and I would like to make sure that you have your aura out, so or that you're picturing your aura tucked in 2 or 3 feet above your head into that golden cylinder, and then surrounding you 2 or 3 feet all the way around and tucking down under into the grounding cord. And allowing this golden energy, source energy, the field, whatever you want to call it, God energy, to flow through you. And as it's flowing through you, it is clearing away anybody's energy that is not your own. It's clearing and healing any places in you that need to be healed. It's washing away any stresses and strains that you might be holding onto in your body. And it's just washing them down that grounding cord. And as it flows in, and it flows in also into your aura space, think of that gold as coming in, and it's like washing window panes. It's like this beautiful golden energy coming in, and it's just clearing off any energetic energy from other people that is in your field. And it's just washing them down your grounding cord. And it's just clearing all the layers from all the way from your skin to that 2 or 3 feet all the way out, 360 degrees all the way around you. Like this beautiful energy cleansing. And what are you willing to let go of? You don't have to know what it is or whose energy it is or what it's around. Just imagine that energy around you that you're letting go of everything that isn't yours. And it's just washing down that grounding cord. Inside and outside. And that golden energy as it comes in also and it's cleansing is love, is pure love. So it's healing where there's any rips or tears in your aura space. It's just coming in and loving every aspect of you, every cell of your being, every layer of your aura, every bit of your energy is love. And in that loving energy, the frequency of it, it just vibrates throughout your body like a little think of it like a little earthquake, or like, you know, if you were to put mud on something and then you, if you put mud all over your body and then you were to take a deep breath after it dries and it just sort of cracks, everything cracks. And think of this loving energy inside of you and in your aura is just like turning up the vibration, and it's just cracking. And it's peeling away. It's vibrating everything, all the energy that does not match your inner vibration, your soul vibration, your essence. And it just vibrates these pieces all away. They just crumble and start going, get washed down with that golden energy down the grounding cord. And that love just keeps coming in and filling up and filling up and filling up. And washing more of that away. And then I want you to think about the people closest to you. And one of the things that we do energetically is we plug into people, or people plug into us. And you can think of these as cords. And it's like if you have children or your spouse or your parents, significant other, people in your life that have meaning, most of us are like connected. We have, feel like we have this cord. And what I want you to do is we're going to cut the cords. Now, cutting these cords to these people does not mean that you cannot have a relationship with them. It means that you're creating clear boundaries, and it's not to feed off of each other, feed off of each other's energy. So it creates healthier relationships to not be plugged into each other. So if you can imagine, there's a sense or a feeling that you will have about where these cords are. And they can be anywhere. I've had cords on the bottom of my feet, in my ears, behind my neck, heart area, belly area, groin. So just use your imagination. And the mind doesn't know the difference between make-believe and reality. So wherever you're feeling a cord and a connection to somebody, then we're going to cut that cord. Imagine that you have either a nice, beautiful sword or a beautiful pair of shears. And cut that cord, and when you cut it, then the gold just heals right over that cut. And let that cord just let it go back. It's like you're flinging it out into outer space, and it goes back to the person who it was connected to. So they can have their energy back, and you can have yours. And just take a moment and just think of those significant people that just pop into your mind right now. When I've done this with people, sometimes they're hairy like a bear. They've got so much energy and stuff that they've collected from the people in their life that it's almost like shaving. But right now, just work the bigger cords that you can imagine. I'll give you about 30 more seconds. You can do this on your own after the call, too. So any of the tools that we're giving you right now, you can use whenever you want, and you can re-listen to this call. And then, again, I'd like you to picture that golden energy coming into your aura space, and wherever those cords were, they created holes or tears in your aura. I want you to imagine that gold coming down now, and that gold sealing up, healing up any holes, tears, rips in your aura space, because all those holes and tears allow energy to come in, and it doesn't create a strong, healthy, energetic boundary. So again, you're just imagining or sensing where there is might be any holes or tears where you've cut the cord and let it go. So just picture now, or just, picture your system as clear as it can be right now. Anything that you can let go of, anybody's energy that's not yours, happily go back to their owner. Your cords are cut. You're grounded. You're connected to yourself. You're connected to the earth. You're connected to source. So just notice how you feel right now. Notice, do you feel more spacious? Do you feel like there's more room around you? Do you feel more peaceful or calm? And this is closest you have been probably to your real energy in a long time. So notice what this feels like. So when you're not feeling this, then you can understand that, oh, I might have taken on some other people's energy or electronic energy, and you can clear it. All right, so for the holidays, one of the things I wanted to add to this was, so one of the things that we have people in our life that trigger us, and so if you would, I'd like to do some energy work around, pick a specific person that you are triggered by and that you know that you're going to be around this holiday. And if you would, imagine in front of you a movie screen, like right in front of your eyes. And picture that person up on that movie screen. And then in between that movie screen and yourself, put a bubble, like a big clear bubble with a magnet in it. And this bubble can get as big as it needs to get. And I'd like you to imagine giving all of your energy that you have of this person, from you, giving them back their energy by putting it in the bubble. So any energy that you have within you of this person, about triggers, events, past events that have happened, circumstances, memories, and you might find them throughout your whole body. Like Scott was talking about, we store energy at different places at the cellular level in our body. And so you might feel things leaving your knees, your heart, your throat, your brain, your lower back, fingertips. So just imagine all of this person's energy that you're going to give it back to them. And it's pulled out into that bubble. And then I want you to imagine that bubble going to the screen and pop it so that the energy goes back into that person. They take their energy back. You give it back to them. And then create another bubble in between the two of you. And now there's a magnet in it, and it's going to take all of your power that you've given away to this person, all of the energy that you've given to this person you want to take back from them. So imagine from that picture on that screen, all of the energy coming back into this bubble. That's your energy that you've given away. And you don't, again, don't have to know what the circumstances or anything is. It's just, I'm taking me back, taking back my power. And that bubble can get as big as it needs to get. And notice what your power looks like. And then, when you're ready, bring that bubble back into your heart area and let it pop so you get that bring that energy back into the core of you and let that energy expand all through your body. Let that energy come in and light you up and radiate. And as this energy radiates throughout your body, expanding out, filling up your aura, feel yourself expanding. Feel your sense of self and your essence. And I want you to notice that how much space you feel between your body and the edge of your aura. And at the edge of your aura, you can create a boundary so you can read energy but not have to take it on personally. You don't have to take it into your body to experience it. You can leave it outside of you. So what's happening out there does not affect what's happening inside of you. You get to determine that. So one way that you can create that boundary is to design something around the outside of that aura space. If you think about it, you can put rose bushes all the way around. You can make it a mirror so that whatever is projected at you gets reflected back to the person who is sharing their energy with you. Doesn't come in. You can make a Teflon so that the energy hits it and just falls down and goes down the grounding cord. You can put staffs around it. And if you notice that you feel expanded with this boundary here, what is your feeling as far as like feeling safe? Or feeling vulnerable? How easily would you be triggered if somebody was outside that boundary? It's a lot harder because it's not, you can just sort of watch it and it isn't impacting you. It isn't in your space. So this is one of the things I wanted to teach you so that when you go out throughout your day, through the holidays, if you clear your space and if you create a boundary and you manage that space by keeping healthy boundaries and keeping your energy clean and clear of other people's energy, that it's much easier to move through the holidays and not be affected by everything that's going on around you. And not be triggered by other people around you, particularly when they're not plugged into you and you're not plugged into them. There's a distance. There's a space between the two of you, and you know that. So there isn't this entanglement that can happen with energies. So when you're ready, open your eyes slowly and look around. And again, notice what you're feeling.